Simon & Schuster Audio presents A Book of Bones by John Connolly. Read by Jeff Harding.
Part 1. Waneth the watch, but the world holdeth. Anonymous, the Seafarer. Chapter 1. Desert, scrub, and a city in the sunlight. Phoenix, Arizona.
Business?
Asked the woman sitting next to Parker as the plane made its final approach. They hadn't spoken since the flight left Texas, but Parker had registered her curiosity. He'd passed her as he was being escorted to the gate, bypassing security entirely, a federal agent to either side of him, their weapons visible. He was surprised it had taken her so long to strike up a conversation. Her self-discipline was admirable. "I'm sorry," he said. She was in her early 40s, he estimated, and recently divorced. The pale circle around her ring finger was visible against her southwestern coloration. Her hair was dark, and her eyes were kind, if wary. The separation had probably been painful.
"I was wondering if you're here on business."
"Yes." Parker returned his gaze to the window, but she was persistent.
"Do you mind if I ask what it is you do?"
The correct reply should have been yes for a second time, but he didn't want to appear rude. It would make her feel bad, and he wouldn't feel much better.